Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. According to several media outlets, the United States has ordered that multinational company 3M stop exporting medical supplies to Canada, including protective N95 masks. Prime Minister Trudeau said Friday that he's working with the U.S. government to ensure that essential workers and products continue to cross the border.
Working very closely with the Americans to highlight what Canadians know very, very well, that the level of integration between our economies goes both ways across the border, that we are receiving essential supplies from the United States, but the United States also receives essential supplies and products and indeed healthcare professionals from Canada every single day. I think of the thousands of nurses, for example, who cross the bridge in Windsor to work in the Detroit medical system every single day. These are things that Americans rely on, and it would be a mistake to create blockages or reduce the amount of back and forth trade of essential goods and services, including medical goods, across our border. That is the point we're making very clearly to the American administration right now.
Amazon Canada has signed an agreement with the federal government to help manage the distribution of medical equipment to provinces and territories. The Prime Minister made the announcement today, stating that the company will use its wide network to help support those efforts. Several provinces, including Quebec and Ontario, have been concerned that they will face a shortage of supplies within the week. The federal government announced that $100 million will go towards urgent food needs for vulnerable populations, including Nordic and Indigenous communities. The money will be used to buy and deliver food to these communities and to help support food banks. Food banks and charities have lost volunteers and resources during the pandemic. The Prime Minister asked Canadians to help if they are able to do so, as these organizations are doing essential work. Prime Minister also announced that the Canadian Child Benefit will increase $300 per child, and it will take effect in April rather than May to help Canadian families. The Prime Minister has confirmed that the armed forces will deploy troops in Quebec. The province has requested military assistance to help with COVID-19, especially in remote and isolated areas. Quebec is the first province to request assistance during the pandemic. The Minister of National Defense, Harjit Sajjan, said earlier this week that 24,000 Canadian troops are ready to respond if needed. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer is asking the Prime Minister to release the latest COVID-19 modeling and numbers to give Canadians a sense of the pandemic's potential impact. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer.
That's why I believe it is so essential that the government releases the information that they're basing these decisions on, because that allows for a more robust debate. It allows for more public scrutiny. It allows for the peer review of experts and academics and people who are tasked with managing these types of crises. It also allows members of parliament to conduct peer review of government ministers. So it's essential that not only the decisions are made public, but also the thinking and the information and the evidence behind that decision.
The Prime Minister said Friday that they expect to share national projections within the coming days. As of noon on April 3rd, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 11,747 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 152 deaths. Over 290,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 3rd. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.